Well, the Mental Health Foundation is calling for members of the public to sign their open letter, which asks the coalition government to retain current relationships and sexuality education guidelines in schools and kura. Joining us from the Mental Health Foundation is Sean Robinson, who leads it. Thanks for your time, Sean. Tēnā koe, and welcome once again to Pākehā.
Morenadale.
Good to talk with you again, Sean. Thanks so much. Okay, well, relationship and sexuality education guidelines, why are they so important, and you are anxious that they are to be axed? Talk with us about them and the upshot of this type of education within our kura.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this the relationships and sexuality guidelines, it's all about helping our rangatahi to understand themselves, to understand how they relate to one another, to really be accepting of difference and of diversity, but also things like, you know, as they're going into puberty and starting to form sexual relationships, it's about guiding them on negotiating things like consent. It's about helping them to understand how to keep their boundaries. So it's about keeping people safe. It's about keeping kura and schools as really welcoming environments where everybody feels like they have a place. So it also sort of leans into things like racism as well, because it's encouraging young people to understand diversity, and it's helping schools to create environments where there's less likelihood of things like bullying, because, you know, you might have takatāpui in a school, you might have Māori in a mainstream school, you might have Asian young people, rainbow young people. And of course, you know, tāne and wahine interacting. It's all about trying to create an environment where everybody feels valued and everybody feels safe. So it's ridiculous to take this away from our schools.
We're looking at funding as a reason to axe many services. What do you know of the background to the coalition government's decision to cut back on funding and opportunities for this type of education within our kura? What's the background to this?
Yeah, look, it's actually not a funding thing. This is actually about the tail wagging the dog. You know, we've got a small minority of very conservative people in Aotearoa who have got, you know, increasingly agitated about people recognising diversity. You know, and diversity has always been there. Takatāpui have always been there. They had a very valued place in pre-colonial Māori whānau and hapū. But, you know, over the last couple of hundred years, you know, a lot of minorities have been very suppressed and oppressed. And there's a bunch of people in New Zealand who are very uncomfortable that now people are going, no, look, everybody has a place. Now, they have done a deal or got together and got some influence on New Zealand First. New Zealand First is now calling this ideological education. The bit that is really ridiculous is that they are the party that introduced these guidelines when they were in coalition with the John Key government. It was Tracy Martin, who was the Minister of Education for New Zealand First, who actually introduced these. But no, 6 years later, New Zealand First has done a complete U-turn and then made this, you know, one of their conditions of a deal with National, you know, under Christopher Luxon. So it's entirely political. There's no money here, and there's no common sense.
Well, some argue, and you've heard this too, that it should be parents and whānau that should be teaching this kaupapa to tamariki.
Yeah, look, well, of course, parents and whānau have a role in the guiding of tamariki and rangatahi, but I would flip this around and say that rangatahi have the right to have this support. It, you know, it's not the right of parents to decide that they won't give this support, especially, you know, to rangatahi. And you know, we need to be preparing rangatahi for their adult lives. Our schools that play a critical part. Do we want schools where it's okay to bully people because young people are not encouraged to see that difference is a good thing rather than something to be picked on? You know, do we want young people entering into sexual relationships without any knowledge or without any sense of how to create boundaries and then having the sorts of issues that we've seen play out in the media where, you know, ideas of consent have not been clear, and both young men, young women, people have got into a world of hurt. We don't want those things, I'm sure. So the other thing is that whānau have always had the right to withdraw their students from these classes. So whānau still have the ability to say, no, you know, I want to veto this for my young people. Kura and schools need to be talking and consulting with their communities. That's part of the guidelines. So I think whānau and parents do still have a lot of influence. It's just that we have a small minority of very loud, very fearful, I think, people in New Zealand who are trying to turn the clock back to the 1950s. And New Zealand First has done a deal with them, I presume, to get over the 5% threshold so they can get into government. And as I say, they've done a complete U-turn. They thought this was important enough to introduce it 6 years ago, but now they're saying it's an ideological position and they want to get rid of it.
The fear is that our rangatahi will be taking their lead from the ubiquitous pawn that's across the net, and if you don't have some counterbalance talking about relationships and issues of consent, as you've touched on, then they can go through life thinking what they're seeing in those four are what will guide them in relationships going forward. That could be dangerous.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, there are so many influences on rangatahi now and tamariki, you know, from a very young age. There are so many influences. It's really important they get some guidance. And these guidelines were, you know, designed by the Ministry of Education. They are age appropriate, so you know they're designed for the different stages of development of tamariki and rangatahi. You know, rangatahi are living in a very complex world now that, you know, we didn't grow up in, and they deserve this. They're asking for it. If you look at things like the youth survey that is done every few years, if you look at every time young people are asked what they want this guidance, and yet, you know, yet we've got a bunch of people who are listening to an older generation who are very fearful and conservative and just overriding what young people are saying. Yeah, we think there's a lot of people in New Zealand who feel the same way as we do, and we have a public letter that we're asking people to sign. In the first 2 days, I think it was well over 500 people had signed. You can go to the Mental Health Foundation website and sign up.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about this kaupapa. If you'd like to and are motivated to, the Mental Health Foundation, you'll find all the leads through to that open letter. Sean Robinson from MHF. Thanks very much for joining us again, Sean. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Are you with Urban Māori Radio? Wā te 603.